SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Disputes over Lebanon and the Strait of Hormuz are threatening the ceasefire between the United States and Iran.
Iran insisted that an end to the war in Lebanon was part of the ceasefire deal, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump said the truce did not cover Lebanon. Meanwhile, the United States is demanding that the Strait of Hormuz remain open to shipping traffic. The White House said Wednesday's closure was completely unacceptable.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, work goes on behind the scenes to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz close to Oman and Iran.
The UK is leading an effort outside the alliance to make the trade routes safe for shipping once the ceasefire is working. Estonia's foreign minister says his country is always ready to consider providing support through NATO, but he says the US must officially ask so that any mission and its aims can be discussed and plans made together.
Correspondent Lauren Cook. First Lady Melania Trump is denying ties to Jeffrey Epstein and knowledge of his sex crimes, saying Thursday that the stories are completely false and calling accusations that she was somehow involved smears about me. Mrs. Trump says the truth about Jeffrey Epstein's crimes will only come out after his victims are allowed to testify before Congress.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 275 points, the NASDAQ rose 187, with the S&P 500 advancing by 41. This is SRN News. Most Americans support gay marriage, correspondent Michael Arrington reports.
The numbers aren't as high as they were before, but they are still significant. 65% of respondents to a Public Religion Research Institute poll say they believe homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 83% of Democrats feel this way, but only 49% of Republicans do. PRRI adds that, quote, the only states without majority support for same-sex marriage are Mississippi and Arkansas. The highest support is in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has refused to block the practice of filling prescriptions for the abortion pill mifepristone by mail across the U.S., at least for now. It's a setback to Louisiana's effort to stifle groups that send the drug into states where abortion is banned. U.S. District Judge David Joseph ruled against Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell. This is SRN News. There's a modest pullback for mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.37%. The average rate is now back to roughly what it was 2 weeks ago. This week's decline in rates follows five straight weekly increases, which pushed up the average rate to its highest level in nearly 7 months. As mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. The recent upward trend in rates has contributed to a slow start to the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
The U.S. Postal Service has decided to temporarily suspend its contributions to federal employees' retirement system annuities. This move is aimed at preserving cash and liquidity amid a severe financial crisis. Officials warn the USPS could run out of cash by February 2027. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.